Blog Talk Radio.
Like glue, or we chillin' and kickin' like we done kung fu. But you can have it all if you want, no lie, no Chinese food. But it's some young guy, need to know how you really, really feel about him. Keep it real, don't conceal, let me shoot my shot.
Pretty, pretty lady, can I call you baby?
What? Tell me your dreams, where you going in your life? Would you tell me the scene?
Yeah.
We could be hot,
yeah.
Sizzling scene, but first I gotta know one thing.
Pretty, pretty lady.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and aren't we excited for 2019? I'm super excited for 2019 and sending much love out to everyone that's happy and everyone that, you know, like, oh, bah humbug. I have never had, honestly, I have never felt bah humbug before, but I feel those that do, but I a couple times I felt it like trying to creep up on my back, you know, and like no, cannot feel about humbug. But for those that do, and those that admit it, that's what's awesome when you do admit. Wait a second, I'm not feeling it. You guys, can you do something to, you know, help me get more motivated? Megan McCain on The View, she you know, like I'm just not in the mood. And but before I go any farther, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is an update show, and it's a commentary style show. It's not a call-in show like the last one that last presented on Halloween weekend. And thank you, Kimmy K and H-Town, Starboy is one of his ultimate bestie. And she also tells me that she's his future wife, so okay. But I thank him for the song Pretty Lady. It is, I love it, and thank you to my friends who enjoyed it, because as soon as he sent it to me, instead of keeping it to myself because it's an unreleased song, I mainly shared it with my friend David, and then I asked her, hey, I asked Scar if I could send it to close to 100 of my closest, awesome friends, which I did, music professionals and music lovers, and they immediately, respond. I never did get a, hey, I don't like that song. One of my friends, who you guys know, not just a friend of the show, he was like, you be careful. But love that song. So hit. My nieces love it. They sing it like the Kiki song. Awesome way to reveal a longtime crush. And boy, was he shocked when he found out. I felt the same. But we were on cloud nine for like the first month. But immediately I had an idea for a video. So 2019 is going to be awesome for all of us and all that we do, whatever industry we work in. And we all, so many of you I've been praying for and sending love for, been going through crazy stuff, ups and downs. And also, before I go any further, I'm dedicating this show to my late mother, who we lost, last December 4th, and you know how much she loved you guys, listeners and supporters of the show, and also Scarboy's grandpa. He lost his grandpa right this, no, we lost mom last December 4th. It's been a year, crazy, and soon after her 87th birthday, this year, 86th birthday, 87th birthday was Thanksgiving Day, and she loved when her birthday was on Thanksgiving, and, she loved you guys. She even had been on the show a couple of times. I'll reshare the couple of times that we discussed her recipes, her holiday recipes, but some of you might want to, cook her recipes. I'm sure cook some of the recipes for this Christmas or some of your holiday parties. This sin of love, this is an update show, so I'm going to run through some hot topics, and the next show will be next Monday. But it is not a call-in show and not in the chat room. But 2019 is going to be so awesome. Going to kick off January with inspiring guests. I should be back in Dallas then also. If you guys remember one of my besties, all my co-hosts, pretty much, I say most of my co-hosts are based in Dallas, are in Texas. So looking forward to all friends of the show coming back. My cousin Linda Oliver in Texas, Reggie Ruffneck in Texas, Mike, who at the beginning of the show, in the early days, remember, we used to talk sports also, brackets, college basketball is like his forte. So looking forward to not just being in separate places, but probably broadcasting, sitting next to or across from my friends when I'm back in Dallas to work and finish school, finish what I started, get that esthetician license at Ogle School. I'm feeling really excited just talking to you guys right now. Thank you to the international friends who message me, email me, call me. Thank you so much. Those that I see in person right here in Jackson. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi right now. My name is Jackson, Mississippi. Big shout out to those that are helping. You have to be careful when you say the less fortunate, because I have very wealthy friends that need someone to talk to. So awesome to those that are helping the homeless. Keep warm. You guys know I have friends on different levels, like many of you, and also. But then there are friends that you would think they have the world, they have everything, they can buy anything they want, but they're lonely, and so that's less fortunate too. When you're lonely, or you just want someone to ask, how are you doing? You don't know who. I mean, it even makes my day when people ask, well, how are you doing? That manager that you're shopping at, his store, his or her store, or that salesperson that has been working tirelessly, that's been asking customers all day, how are you doing? How may I help you? I think about it. Say, well, how are you doing? Or if they have a long line, it may be offer hey, can I get you anything, like a soda or something, a refreshment if you're allowed, or maybe you can take it to your break room and sip on it in your break room. Because being a person that love working with people, love working in public, and love this time of year, and work in the hospitality industry also at Choctaw Casinos in Durant, Oklahoma. You working sometimes, you don't realize it. Sometimes the people that are helping you, they do not get a break, especially during this time of year. So think about that when you're going off on a person that's working hard and trying to help you get your Christmas gifts and everything purchased. This is something that that's something I know personally and firsthand about. And that wasn't even my plan to discuss, but it just came on my heart to mention it and because it's important. But then also I wanted to kick off the show with this prayer: power, love, and self-discipline. But God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. That's 2 Timothy 1:17. And it's from the Power Prayers for Women, a book I love to pray from. And my mother enjoyed prayers from this book also. Lord, you give me many good gifts, but I know that fear is not one of them. Fear is not from you. Graciously, you have provided for me a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Power to do your will, power to love others, even when I don't feel like it, in parentheses, and the power to discipline myself to think about things that lead me into faith rather than fear. Last night when I was preparing for the show, I had thought about, I had been, yesterday I cleaned and organized and watched a little bit of the making of Top Gun, Batman Returns, and a unofficial Madonna documentary. And my niece watched a little bit of that with me, and that was inspiring too. I'm about to lose my train of thought, even though I have notes. When I was watching those, oh yeah, and then I listened to some music, and so I practiced. 2019 will be when you guys hear my singing voice that my mother has encouraged me since age of one to let the world hear. I practiced a little bit of Princess Free that my friend, many of you know my bestie, Daryl Smith, one of the original founding members of the Mississippi Man's Choir, and also the Smith Brothers, you know, with his brother Demetrius. So I practiced Free last night in preparation for when Daryl, even though Daryl's going to help me, you know, really get it right, even though I've been singing that song all my life, I practiced it last night. So 2019, you guys will hear. Many of you have heard my poetry and heard me at a few poetry slams, but you'll hear my work and my singing. And I even wrote a response to that pretty lady a song too, and that my friend Rain Man is supposed to work with me on that, do like a Roots Erykah Badu type vibe. But it is an update show, and time is running low. Probably have about 10, 15 minutes. And first of all, in Jackson, I've seen breaking news where gas is like real cheap in the Metro Jackson, Mississippi area. Locally, it's only $1.99 to like $2.37 compared to the $2.37 nationally. And that was reported on Channel 16 News. But want to congratulate the late Miss Universe, Miss Philippines. I have relatives in my family that are Filipino, and many friends. And big shout out to Miss Philippines. That's the fourth Filipino. And also a big shout out to Spain, the first transgender contestant also. I remember back in my hair modeling days, I used to love it when I was exclusive hair model for Tony Brown, another Tony Brown, Tony and Tina, a hair salon. Drag queens used to emulate my look. And I thought that was so awesome. I would look out when I was modeling in hair shows. I would look out or after show, and when I was a counter manager and working with a fashion fair and doing a lot of freelance work, many times I would meet customers and clients that would emulate my look, guys that look exactly like me. I used to think, remember when Maury Povich used to have those the shows, like, is it a woman or is it a girl or is it a guy? I mean, I used to feel like that, like, so awesome. So having been a heterosexual woman that have loved my LGBTQ community since a little girl, a big shout-out to Miss Spain and loving my Spanish community, too. let's see. A big shout-out to the NPR 90.1. Had a blast a couple weeks ago. My old stomping grounds. Used to be a staffer and also a volunteer radio personality at WMPR. And a couple weeks ago, my friend Jim Griffiths and I, of Rockstar Connect and Griffiths Financial Services, we spent time with my friend and mentor, fellow Repub, first Black mayor of Fayette, Mississippi, Mr. Charles Evers, brother of Mega Evers, and was so glad to talk with his daughter, Wanda, and with his co-host, Renee Shakespeare. We had an awesome time the night after the runoff election, and I had worked all day on election day. That was an awesome day. So many first-time voters. Those that voted, I mean, big shout-out, but the first-time voters, my co-workers, my head poll manager and the co-poll managers, when a first-time voter would come in and I would be available, they would call me because it is such an empowerment moment to be a first-time voter. And I had to, you know, be a part of that and you know, and share that moment with the first-time voter. Also, prayers going out to the mother in Colorado. Oh, my God. I hope this story does not end sadly. So sending prayers out to Kelsey Marie Barrett's family and her loved ones, her fiance too. I hope he's not. You know, I'm just gonna leave it at that. I hope for the best in all of this. Hopefully, she just had to get away, and you know, people like to get away and get a break. Also, it's amazing that a government shutdown might be happening on Friday. I hope not, and I hope not just over the bridge. You know, we need to be looking at an effective way of managing immigration. Homelessness in America and dealing with managing the process, immigration process. I mean, I got a taste of dealing with INS, what it was called back like 20 years ago when I am divorced. I'm legally single, but when I was helping my second husband, who's Egyptian, and his family get legal citizenship, and because I'm a history economics buff, I worked with their attorney and cut the red tape and did that, and it was nerve wracking just for me being just going through that process, and we cut through a lot of red tape, no joke. But America really needs, and that's something Marco Rubio, I just read his book like late spring, early summer, and I advise everybody to read his book because it is about, you know, the economy, and it's about the importance of immigration reform. And so the bridge, I know where Trump is going, and we know the main reason for that bridge, not bridge, but the wall. It is dealing with, you know, the distribution of drugs in America. But babies are dying. But sending prayers out to a little 7-year-old Guatemala girl that died. We just need to work together in a sense of, in an urgent manner, to work on homelessness, housing, and the immigration process for immigrants that want to come to America legally. And I agree, and even my sister even mentioned it sometimes, you know, criminals and people that mean no good, right, but families and babies that want an opportunity, yes, you know, just point blank. Prime Minister Theresa May, she's probably speaking to Parliament now, get so much love. Matter of fact, UK is right after US that supports Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Shout out to my Australia friends, military branches, those working and living out of America, sending much love to you. Another hot topic, the halftime show. Unbelievable. Maroon 5 cannot find any opening acts, and then they're in the Super Bowl would be in the music, one of the music meccas of the world in ATL. I mean, my goodness, I have some awesome friends in ATL. You guys, I mean, I support the cause, but I'm trying to. You guys make comments when this show is posted on my social media. Please make comments about the different hot topics that I'm just doing like quick mentions of. But I really want to hear about the halftime show. And a lot of celebrities and artists and performers are my friends. And I have many friends in the entertainment business in Atlanta on the business side and performance. So share, you know, you can support a cause, but why not participate? You know, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, if you kind of like feel like I would like to be a part of the show, but nah, I'm going to, you know, because in a way you can incorporate your support for Colin and still perform. I support him, but then also I support standing. You know, but then I understand his point, and I understand NFL players' points also and others. So and those of you that are still burning Nike, don't burn it if it's a size 6, 6.5 shoe, size 8, even though I'm working on losing 20 pounds. Mom didn't want me to lose any more weight, so I need to be 4'6". Instead of burning, please send to me because I need some athletic gear. But honestly, I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, wouldn't you want to be a part of that? I mean, if you feel it in your heart, if you don't feel it, that's understandable. But if you're thinking like, oh, man, I would perform, but I don't want people to talk about me or backlash, your sales will show. Really, after that performance, your sales will increase. You know, even the haters will be rushing to your music sites and to your shows and buying your gear. And then another thing that's crazy, the fire crew that took the cleanup crew that in California, they took distasteful pics, even pics with a dead cat, and they were fired. That's crazy. That's so insensitive to do that, take pictures, having fun and child and acting like kids where people have lost their homes and even lives. That's crazy. So making sure I'm not missing anything. Oh, I made a little note about the winter dog race in Knoxville. I've always loved winter dogs. But Mick Mulvaney, he's the choice for chief of staff, right? And he's made some crazy comments during a debate like a couple of years ago. Now, if Trump talks about people himself, which isn't presidential, even though I voted for him, but Mick Mulvaney made some comments, but he was like, well, his comments before I met him. And so he's the choice for chief of staff, but a typical boss probably would raise an eyebrow, but this particular boss talk about people in too. So I have nothing to say. prayers to Paris, France, and in love, and also to everyone over around the world. Colin Kroll, HQ Trivia, and Vine co-founder. I'm so obsessed with Vine. Well, not obsessed, but when I, not obsessed with it, but I liked it when I first designed. Colin Kroll, HQ Trivia, and Vine co-founder found dead from an OD. Definitely sending prayers to him. Congrats to Bears football player Lino for his yes to his proposal to his girlfriend. And also in big in the news, vaping soars. Opioid and drinking declining. I pray for opioids to decline. Now, you know, drinking always been my vice. I've always been drug free. That's one thing mother always praised me on. I'm so glad you never did get on drugs. But I've liked my juice, and people know that. And someone recently, a high-profile person in the music industry, based here in Jackson, he told me, because I've known him since I've worked in music, in entertainment, never been a groupie. I've always, ever since I was a little girl, loved the music industry and the business side, and I always, you know, wanted to perfect. I did perfect the flute, and my brother-in-law gave me a guitar, which I hope is saved because I had it in storage and I lost my storage. So I hope they stashed it away and put it up for me. But being a DJ has always been, and being a producer has always been a great thing. But I have loved to drink. Drinking was all a natural thing to do growing up. Part of our celebrations, even for kids, some of you all might understand that. Drew Barrymore, you know, she was a big time actress in Hollywood, but our upbringing, we introduced to people get in trouble nowadays, but you know, you're at the home parties and events, and a little punch here, or my uncles and aunts. One of my aunts, big shout out to my aunt too, my aunt Christine, who once owned a beauty salon, a big shout out to she and her friends at the nursing home that they are at. I won't call the name. But it was part of the culture growing up, so I thought drinking was just a natural thing. But what I was saying is someone told me, as nice as I am, and I know I could be a B, but a high profile friend of mine told me he thought I was so mean, and I tried to figure it out. You know, maybe I was emulating a mentor, or maybe I was going dealing with something, and I'm trying to figure out how could I be mean. And I remembered I like to be on the juice. When people are juiced up sometimes, and which I try not to be juiced up, but even if you just had like a little sip of wine, you never know how it might affect your demeanor. And it dawned on me, oh my God, I used to drink regularly. And I mentioned to him, I was like, oh my God, I used to drink, if you didn't know. and then another artist, a longtime friend, a friend that's supposed to be working with me on that song, he was like, yeah, because I used to be high all the time. You know, how on that weed. And so crazy. It's amazing. So I took that to the altar. Because I had no eye. You know, it's good when people tell you. It might be years later, but it's good when people tell you things. You know, so I'm like, wow, glad to know that. Because sometimes you try to figure things out. But I had no idea. So I'm so glad. And I'm glad that we're friends and we're colleagues and we're peers. But I'm glad he told me, too, because I'm like, wow. You know, pretty awesome. So you all, you know, sometimes it's not the other person. Sometimes it's us in work, love, life, whatever. So it's important to self-evaluate. And I know soon after then, I really went into like a soul-searching thing. And during that time,